Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Jenna. How are you?
Morning. I'm great.
I'm excited to talk about the book you've brought us up because you just called it the weirdest book you've ever read. And you read quite a few books. So.
I know. And I read a lot of weird books. And this one really blew my mind. It went into different, very funny avenues.
Weird in like a good way.
In a good way. So
okay,
I'll
good.
Explain.
That's good.
I feel like sometimes people can be like weird and they'll be like, oh.
Yeah, no, it's good weird.
Funny weird. So we've got a main character. This book is called Bunny. It's by Mona Awad. And this just came out on Friday.
Hot off the press.
And that means if it just came out on Friday, you must have read it over the weekend.
Yeah, that's right, Tess. Speed read it just for you guys. We have this main character. Her name's Samantha McKee. And she's studying her Masters of Narrative Fiction at Warren University. It's in New England, and she's coming back for
She's a writer.
Oh. And she's on scholarship, and she's just coming back for the new semester. She's so shy. She's really introverted. She has this one friend and confidant called Ava, and Ava doesn't go to her college, so she's like a sounding board for the stuff that's going on. And then she has these classmates who she calls the bunnies. And I just want to read the first paragraph. The first page, because this really explains the writing style, but also the bunnies themselves.
Mm.
So this is actually page one, chapter one.
I also quite like, just for listeners who can't see, Jenna's bookmark is a gum wrapper.
It's just in my pocket.
I really appreciate that.
We call them bunnies because that is what they call each other. Seriously, bunny. Example, hi, bunny. What did you do last night, bunny? I hung out with you, bunny. Remember, bunny? That's right, Bunny. You hung out with me and it was the best time I ever had. Bunny, I love you. I love you, Bunny. And then they hug each other so hard, I think their chests are going to implode. I would even secretly hope for it from where I sat, stood, leaned in the opposite corner of the lecture hall, department lounge, auditorium, bearing witness to four grown women, my academic peers, cooing, strangle each other, hello, or goodbye, or just because you're so amazing, Bunny.
Bunny.
That sounds like it could be setting up for a thriller. Or a horror.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Sorry. Spoiler.
Samantha and the four bunnies, whom she calls the Duchess, Cupcake, Creepy Doll and Vignette, are the sole students of this writing workshop. And the bunnies have pretty much ignored Samantha this whole time. They're on, you know, they're on a different level and they're in this bubble.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a bunny.
But she receives a solo invitation to attend their smut salon.
Oh my God, this sounds like the Heathers. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, totally. So against Ava's advice, Samantha, she really wants to feel wanted and she really wants to feel included, decides to go. So the bunnies dress in these kind of kooky twee outfits. You know, they have kittens all over their dresses with matching cardigans. And I think one has purple hair. And they're quite, the less kind of prim and proper, but then it's that more twee goth doll look. And there's these visceral descriptions of these pastel dreamscapes of their homes and repetitive robotic conversations. But anyway, so she gets to their house and they immediately give her own personalized cocktail, a green bile concoction with what looks like small black turds floating in it. And she drinks it and they pretty much drug her.
Oh my God.
And they're just trying to get this information out of her about this relationship she had with a previous lecturer, which kind of seems like the setup that why they want to hang out with her.
This is not where I thought this book was going to go when you brought it in this morning.
Yeah,
it's
I didn't really read
weird.
The back before I read it either. But then they reveal their true passion, which I'm only going to reveal a little bit because this is where the book really
takes off, right?
So they have this ritual that they do is where they slaughter one of the many bunnies around the campus.
Like real bunnies, not...
Alive bunnies. But don't be too worried if you're an animal advocate because it's just so ridiculous that it's not... It's not really graphic or anything. It's just like blood splatter, you know, like they come out with blood all over them. Yep. And these bunnies turn into robot men that they're trying to create these perfect, you know, men, which are those kind of like very like college football player, like
Chads.
Exactly. I was trying to think of like
Chad.
What should be attractive to some people, but yeah, the Chads. So I think that's all I'll say about that road of where it
this
goes.
This is but
it
just absolutely gets, bonkers.
Yeah, it's bonkers.
I love that this is someone's like the author, the imagination that's come out of this is awesome.
It's insane.
I feel like with books like this that are bonkers, they actually do keep you
hooked. Yeah.
The writing's good. It's such sharp, smart writing. And they're written as a collective, so it doesn't really matter who's who.
Right.
And as Samantha's more drawn into their world, that's really explored through the writing as well, because she kind of turns it into first person plural writing.
Ooh, okay.
So it's that saying we do this. So that's really awesome. Weird horror, comedy, sci-fi. It's black humoured. There's themes of loneliness, depression, wanting to belong, obsession. And Ava, her friend, is such a great character because you just want to be like, go to Ava and hang out with her. Yeah. She's so much cooler than the bunnies. Yeah. But she's just yearns to be wanted.
This is classic.
She's being drawn away.
It's such a classic setup, but sounds like it done in such an unusual, weird way. It's like, you know, it is very Heathers. It's very sort of Mean Girls as well. The other thing
totally.
That's made me think of.
Think Mean Girls, even think Clueless. But the reading copy I had was The Heathers Meets The Secret History.
Yeah, okay,
that really small class and that really obsessive class. And then it's also making fun of narrative workshops and writing schools and the ridiculousness behind that.
It's got a bit of self-awareness going on there too.
Yeah, it's an intense female friendships. And
awesome.
Like almost bordering on obsession. So I would really recommend it. It's just... It's bonkers.
Bonkers.
Sounds
bonkers.
Great. I really want to read it.
The author was inspired by The Heathers and also by The Craft as well, which is one of my favourite teen movies. It's
so
quite
good.
Witchy vibe.
Yep.
She has a witchy vibe, so
love it.
Totally into it. I would recommend it. It is $35, published by Head of Zeus, and it's available at Time Out Bookstore.
And what's the name again?
It's called Bunny by Mona Elwood.
Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thank
that
you.
That was Loose Reads.
That sounds